sound of Sean Callanan waking up.
Good of you to... Oh, thank you very much, Francis.
Good of you to be here. How are you?
What an introduction. Good, thank you very much. Good to be here. I'm now awake.
Yep. Our digital sports guru is with us after a week with the man flu.
Yeah, I had the man flu. I'm thinking of actually starting a foundation, maybe having a ribbon, so more people know of the affliction of man flu.
The quiet and, suffering.
Yeah, it is quite suffering.
The disease that dare not speak its name.
But I think every bloke I run into lately has had the man flu, and we give the knowing nod and go, yeah, it's been terrible. But now back on my feet and back at it. So, yeah, steer clear of man flu and rug up.
And those complaining about it.
Exactly.
Endlessly.
Exactly.
Hey, interesting stuff going on this week in the sort of digital space in sport. A couple of things. Yesterday, Carlton players getting themselves in a bit of hot water for tweeting their displeasure at the umpires, or at least the game in Perth between Carlton and West Coast?
Yeah, well, that's just a case of, you know, they really just have to check that kind of stuff. You know, yell at the TV, throw something at the wall, but don't tweet about it. I mean, it's the same as if they've gone on ABC Grandstand and someone had said, hey, Mark Murphy, what do you think of the umpires? What would he say? Well, he wouldn't say anything. He doesn't do it on traditional media, and you really can't do it on social. Although I don't think, you know, I don't think Andrew Demetriou himself completely understands social with his quote today.
What's his quote today?
His quote today was along the lines of, you know, we're not trying to cut down on freedom of speech, but I don't get Twitter. I don't want to tell people when I'm going to the toilet and when I'm going to lunch.
People don't want to know either.
And, yeah, I don't think that, you know, but he's probably going to prompt someone to set up an Andy D toilet watch account, and we'll just start tweeting every time he potentially might be going to the toilet. So... you don't want to give fodder to the trolls and the lols out there in the internet.
I'm surprised at that response because the AFL's been so savvy in trying to stay ahead of the curve with technology and engaging its fan base that he has that attitude towards Twitter.
Yeah, but, I mean, you would know. There are some people that just don't quite get it, and it does take a little bit of understanding, and it is different for everybody. So, you know, if I was trying to get Andrew on it, I would probably say, look, we should set up an account just from a brand protection point of view. Here, we'll install it on your phone. We'll follow other like-minded, maybe sports executives, some sports services, different leagues, and he can start using it as a bit of an information service, and maybe he might see that Mark Murphy tweet or Bryce Gibbs tweet or, you know, Jared Rate retweeting his missus bagging the umpires, which effectively is an endorsement according to the AFL. You know, at least he would start understanding the landscape. He doesn't have to go and start tweeting himself. You know, we really don't want to know when he goes to the toilet and what he has for lunch. But he might start understanding Twitter a little bit better if he started to play with it.
The AFL understand the importance of domain names, though.
Well, that's the thing. New top-level domain names came out this week, or TLDs.
Now, why are they top-level? Why are they any different to other domain names?
So a top-level domain name that we all would know is .com, .net, .org. So they're controlled by, you know, domain registrars, and people register their name. So obviously .com, .au for Australia. They're the top level ones, and so you apply for your name, and you know there's been that domain name gold rush to secure your name. So what ICANN, who is effectively the you know internet realtor of all the addresses, has opened up the parameters of what can be a top level domain name and allowed people to apply for a new top level domain name. So on Wednesday there was a bit over 1,000 applications for new top level domain names, and some of them did come from the sports. Now, they're not cheap.
How much are you paying?
$185,000 to apply to get a top-level domain. So
if you wanted Sean Callanan...
So if I wanted .sportsgeek,
yeah,
it would have cost me $185,000 to apply. And if someone else had have applied for it, so there have been... there's a bunch of names that are in contention. They will eventually go to an auction. So .app... was one that had the most applications. So obviously everyone who builds an app would like to have their own name, whether it's, you know, tweetbot.app or whatever the app is. So it makes sense to have a website named like that. So it's still a process to be decided upon, but now all the people know who else is competing for that name. So there was some sports, including the AFL, that went and claimed their name. So the AFL put an application in for .afl, the NBA, .nba, .mlb, .nfl, all the usual suspects. There were some people missing. The NHL didn't bother. The WWE, who's a big digital player, didn't bother. But there was also some claiming of particular sports. So .basketball, Tennis Australia actually has made a play for .tennis. to be able to manage and use that. So it's partly, you know, a lot of brands would have done it from a brand protection point of view to be able to say, well, we've got it and no one else can go get it.
Gee, that's a big business boom for the online realtor who can just have people who don't want people squatting on their name.
There is a bit of that fear factor kind of thing that people have been burnt by squatters before in securing the .com, which is interesting. The AFL don't actually have AFL.com. They've only got AFL.com.au. So, you know, if you had 180,000, maybe you might have gone and put AFL.com if you want to grow the game globally. That might have been a better spend for that money. So the thing is, it's still about 18 months away whether they get rolled out. But then after the fees of actually getting the domain, you've then got to pay $25,000 to $30,000 a year to maintain it. Then you've got potentially all the infrastructure. So one of the ways the AFL could use it is they could put all the club's websites under that domain. So rather than stkildafc.com.au, it could be stkilda.afl and collingwood.afl, hawthorn.afl.
Could they then maybe turn it into an enterprise where you could have Sean, if you want to have your domain name associated with the AFL because you're a big fan, you could have seancallinan.afl.
Potentially, yeah. It's their
and that
right.
way you start generating revenue by on-selling or subletting your domain name.
And that's effectively what most, you know, domain name resellers would have done, you know, .biz, .info, there was a whole bunch that came out previously. That they could do that. But then again, you know, what if someone puts up a suspect website that then has .afl and you can just imagine the media having a frenzy with that. So, so it was quite funny in seeing what names were there and what names weren't there. You know, the NRL didn't bother opting in. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to get one. They will open up the doors for another round of, you know, applications. But
is there any particular advantage to having it other than simply a strategic marketing or branding advantage? You're not going to get a better sort of website. It's not going to be easy to find.
Well, the thing is, yeah, because in the end, all of these domains, I mean, we do know the .coms, the .com.au's, it's going to come down to marketing. So if AFL are, you know, if AFL are going to move all the club websites to these new domains, well, then they've got to spend a whole bunch of money on top of the infrastructure of changing it and redirecting emails and redirecting websites. But to tell the public, oh, this is where you find our websites now. It'll be collingwood.afl rather than collingwoodfc.com or carlton.afl rather than carltonfc.com.au, which, you know, fans have now been accustomed to using for the last 15 years or so.
Is it also a case that it will give you a higher profile on a Google search? That if you've got AFL.afl, you're going to sit higher up on the Google search page? Or?
That all depends on how Google decide to rank it. But the funny thing was Google went and applied for 101 different top-level domains. So, you know, they've obviously got a lot. I mean, Google, they've got a lot of money, but they've gone and spent a lot on .docs and .cloud and a lot of their keywords around their products. They've gone and bought all those top level domains. But it makes sense for them to say, you know, .hotmail. I want all my accounts and, you know, under that particular domain.
Did you apply for .manflu? Global campaign on the behalf of long-suffering men everywhere.
I didn't go and apply for .manflu. I wouldn't want to have that affliction on Pommy every day.
Have you got a podium for us this week? We should reveal that we have been basically burgled by the NBA.
The NBA are having social media awards where they're awarding
tryhards. We've been doing that for 6 months.
Exactly. So yeah. So the NBA are going to have a TV special with Shaq hosting, and looking at some of the Instagram pics shared and some of the funny videos shared around the NBA, and they're calling it the social media awards. So
who would be, because you are a close follower, who would be the clubhouse leaders in the search for the NBA's best social media users?
Well, that's the thing. I was just talking to Josh out the back. At the awards themselves, they don't appear to be awarding a Eastern Conference Best Tweeter Award. They're just sort of doing it on, here's the best Instagram pics, pick one.
Should we have a best of seven tweet off to find out who the best?
That's sort of how I would have run it. Playoff style. Each team has a tweeter that's representing them, and let the fans.
We
go
should
at
be
it.
In charge of this.
So, but potentially, maybe we'll run one of those later in the year where we pit all the AFL tweeters and the NRL tweeters against each other, and fight, you know, until there is only one.
There's only one.
Highlander style.
Who's on the podium this week?
So the medals from the reveal day. One was three companies applied for .sucks, you know, which is a waste of money in my set. But you can see that they'll probably go and go to brand and say, you better secure this, otherwise someone else is going to secure it and slam your brand.
Like say, you know, Coca-Cola.sucks.
Exactly, and they'll just use it to do that. So it's effectively a ransom play.
Yeah.
Google actually bought .lol.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah, so laugh out loud. So that's a funny one. And then someone's actually gone and bought .WTF.
And we all know what that means.
Exactly. So that, I actually think that gets a gold medal, and I can't wait to see the websites underneath that domain.
Good of you to come in, Sean.
No worries.
We'll let you get back to the man flute. Sean Callanan, our sports guru, digital sports guru, remind people where they can find you.
Sportsgeekhq.com or SportsGeekHQ on Twitter.